and
Aardvark.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 75. I have had way too much coffee today, and so I'm just going to dive right in today because I could go on and on and on forever, which I don't actually know if you guys like that or not. Let me know. I try to always do a healthy amount of talking versus storytelling, but anyhow, I'll shut up because today is a great day because happy birthday to you December 6th babies. We're going to learn a little bit about you. So here we go.
Happy birthday.
Perhaps the primary characteristics manifested by those born on this day are their perceptive and rational ways of looking at the world. In many respects, they may be compared to scientists, which, indeed, many may decide to become. For they assume a clinical approach to collecting data, assessing it objectively, and identifying areas in need of improvement or change before formulating plans. This talent for impartial evaluation is not only applicable to the scientific sphere, but may also be employed to great effect in many other professions, including those related to commerce, as well as political, sporting, and even artistic ventures, in which imaginative reinterpretations of existing conventions can have successful results. Because they are themselves convinced of their veracity of their convictions, having submitted them to exhaustive examination before reaching their conclusions, December 6th individuals typically seek to enlist the support of those around them in their promotion. And, as gifted organizers, have the potential to spearhead highly motivated and smoothly operating teams. Others regard their solid commitment to their often unusual, even radical, causes with a wed admiration. Yet, since the ultimate goal of those born on this day is to achieve concrete results, and because they are sometimes coercive, particularly so for the men born on this day, they may not always inspire affection, even if their aims are good. Their preoccupation with their own interests, along with their habit of pointing out failings on the part of others, may lead them to stand apart from those around them, a tendency that may not always augur well for a domestic harmony. Their virtues are perceptive, meticulous, committed. Their vices are critical, bossy, stubborn. So happy birthday again, you December 6th babies. And we're going to go ahead and move on to stories.
This comes from David at Down the Rabbit Hole.
In October of 2014, I died from smoke inhalation. For years, I didn't think about this. But I knew something happened, something that allowed me to continue in this reality. Now, I know how this sounds, and I didn't want to talk about it for just this reason. Things have changed, and the further I get away from that date, the more I realize that I am not fully of this particular universe. I lived in an apartment cluster that had four units on one side, with bottom and top apartments, and the same across with the walkway between them. The apartment above mine enjoyed candles. On this particular Sunday, I was the only one of eight fucking apartments at home. It was just after 4 p.m. I smelled what I thought was barbecue. I live in Texas, so this was a normal occurrence. And I just went about my day watching TV with my dog Charlie by my side in the recliner. I thought about how tired I was and instantly made a decision not to take a nap. It's funny how every tiny decision you make without thinking takes you on a path that changes your entire life. I heard what sounded like glass breaking, I immediately went to the guest bedroom and looked out the window. I saw glass on the ground outside of my window. I figured my upstairs neighbors were fighting, as they did this constantly, and I went back to my chair. I didn't know that there was a fire raging upstairs and that it caused the window to break. No one was upstairs except for the dog that lived on that balcony. I think back to this because I have a bizarre memory that I was awakened by the sound of glass breaking while in my bed and then went back to sleep. I know for a fact this never happened because I decided against the nap, knowing that I had to work the next morning and taking a nap would screw with my workday. The barbecue seemed to be getting stronger, but had a different smell to it, a chemical smell. I dismissed this until I heard someone screaming outside. It grew closer and was accompanied with the sounds of banging. Finally, it arrived at my door with the screaming sounding like, "Fire! Get out!" I immediately grabbed my dog and my go bag and ran out of the apartment. I went to where my SUV was and saw the window that had been blown out. Fire was shooting out the open area, and I could feel the blaze, even though I wasn't close. I heard the sounds of the dog screaming, and I wanted to get it, but it was so hot, already burning me, that I knew he wouldn't survive even if freed that second. He died almost seconds after. We climbed in the SUV and moved to a safer position. There were at least 4 fire trucks and a ton of people watching. I spoke to the firefighters that had entered our apartment, and they told me that if I had stayed there just 10 more minutes, I would have surely died from smoke inhalation. When he said that, I thought about the nap I was 50-50 on taking. I would have died for sure. In another universe? I certainly did. Slowly from that day forward, there have been strange instances where I wasn't sure I was in the right place. I had never heard of the Mandela effect, but it had been coined in 2009. It wasn't until after the fire that I had heard about it and found that a lot of what was being discussed is exactly what I remember. Since I'm an IT person and keep on top of all the latest trends and culture changes, I find it extremely unlikely that I wouldn't have heard about this, especially for 5 years after it being discussed. It was always mirror, mirror on the wall. There was never any question about that. Why now? And why all of a sudden? The other thing was my medical conditions. I was riddled with arthritis. It would debilitate me for weeks, especially in the winter. Now, I don't have any issues. Like, it's cured. But that's impossible, as there is no cure. But in place of it is another issue called ankylosing spondylitis. I've never had this before, and now I do. But it's been, according to my doctor, fusing my vertebrae over time. Interesting. Explains why you're no longer 5'7", he says. To my astonishment, I'm not. I have noticed differences, like stepping off of curbs and seeming like they are bigger, or looking up at certain people when I would look at them usually eye to eye. How can I be shorter? The other two things that have changed is this growth on my neck. That started off like a small spot. It has spread. And when I went to a dermatologist, they couldn't tell what it was. Tests were made, and the results? Inconclusive? I've never heard a doctor say they didn't know what I have. It has since spread and looks like a third degree burn, which was the first thing the dermatologist asked me. The other thing, and this one really bothers me, is the fact that I can smell smoke. Smoke that isn't there. It happens sometimes on a daily basis. When it first started, I would get up startled, looking for the fire, but it's never there. I'd ask my girlfriend if she can smell it, but she can't, and I'll be searching for the fire to no avail. I'm so used to it by now that I'm just annoyed. It smells like the fire in 2014, with that faint smell of chemicals. Why is this happening to me? Why does this universe seem so chaotic? When I think back to before 2014, it was so calm and relaxing. The universe was normal. This one is anything but. As I write this, I'm smelling the smoke. It's faint, and perhaps it's just a reminder that I'm not in the right place. I can't prove any of this. It's just a theory. I've been looking into the particle collider that may have been in operation during October 2014, and I'm beginning to believe that there could have been a collision of universes that are closely aligned. It would explain the small differences that make up the Mandela effect. A collision that could have spilled 20% of one universe onto the other. My theory postulates that I may have a small amount of my other universe's consciousness mixed with mine. 2, where there is an added 20% from another universe, 20% from the man who decided to take a nap. Okay, so first of all, this is from my friend David at Down the Rabbit Hole, and I'll leave his page linked below. So him and I have talked about this. I'm fully on board with there could be another universe, like some kind of parallel universe type thing where he did in fact die in that other universe. And in this universe, he didn't. But he either was supposed to die in this one and didn't in the other one, or what have you. But the fact that he has these memories of falling back asleep after he hears broken glass, like waking up from hearing that and falling back asleep. But that didn't really happen because he didn't take the nap, which, God, had he taken the nap, yeah, he would have died. And also, oh, that poor dog. Oh, that poor dog upstairs. Oof, that one was a little hard to read. But also, okay, so just the fact that, like, the whole skin thing, where the dermatologist asked if it was, like, if he had ever been burned before. I'm sorry, what? Obviously, he got out with his dog just in time. I have no words. It's just, this one gives me chills on a different level because the thought of having two universes and they're spilling on each other, like, it gives me, like, I have chills right now. I have chills. And I mean, truly, he probably did die. Now, which universe was it supposed to be in? That's the real question. It's hitting me in different areas that I don't normally dive into because it freaks me out. Things like this freak me out because, like, what if there is a possibility? Like, what if? And David is the fucking living, breathing example of that. I don't know. It freaks me out. I could go on and on about this one. I really could because it's just really interesting. And I would really like to know if any of you have heard anything about this or have experienced something like this, because it's a whole other can of worms that my brain just, it's exploding. It's exploding. This story is crazy, and I'd like to know your thoughts on it, and we're going to go ahead and move on to the next story.
This comes from Shark's Bite on Reddit.
I'd like to share the most recent event that happened a short time before COVID. My wife and I like to go to garage and estate sales in the Modesto, California area. We follow the signs to an estate sale in a poor area. As we get out of the car, I can tell this is going to be a waste of time, as the person who passed really didn't have anything of significant value and didn't throw much away. I usually head toward the bedrooms, looking for office supplies. As I make my way down the hall, I notice one of the rooms has a lot of Christmas decorations. I mean, a lot. I also notice that each table is segregated with different types of decorations. 4 to 5 different tables. I looked at one table, and it was full of decorations that would be hung on the walls. Another one had tree decorations. I visually scan each table in the room, and I realize that I'm the only person in there. This is very unusual for any estate sale, but as soon as I realize this, I look back at the table to my right. This table is full of decorations that you would place on the mantle or on the dinner table, items that would be placed on any flat surface throughout the house. Right smack in the middle of the table, this frosted chrome-looking Santa Claus starts really shaking by itself. Not just vibrating. I'm talking it's shaking pretty good. I stare at it long enough to ask myself, am I really effing seeing this shit? I'm looking hard enough to know that specific item is absolutely not supposed to be doing that. As close as everything else is around it, nothing else is moving. I make a beeline for the front door and holler to the wife, we gotta go. We leave. That's the end of the story. Haunted Christmas decorations. No, thank you. Honestly, it just reminds me of my sister and her always telling me that I shouldn't go thrift shopping because what if there is, you know, a spirit attached to the object? And while she's absolutely correct, I am not going to stop. And one of the things I like shopping for is like Christmas decor and Halloween decor. I mean, decor period. But I like finding thrifted things because you can find some really cute older Christmas decorations or like things you've never seen before, like stuff you can't just go buy anymore. But I mean, you know, I guess your Christmas decorations could be haunted too. So that's kind of a bummer for some, not necessarily me. Let's pick up the shaking Santa. I'll get it. But also I like that the person like looked at it just to make sure that it wasn't something that was supposed to do that. And it was not, and indeed was not supposed to do that, and it was still doing it. So, love that. Also love the fact that they ended it with, that's the end of the story. Okay, cool. Love that. It's the end. Anyhow, if you guys have a story like either story today, please let me know, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs. Go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.